This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
You know, here's the story about Charlie Gard, folks, that needs to be hammered home, and you would assume that even the most simple-minded person could understand this. What's happening right now, the dynamic that's happening, is that Charlie Gard is government property.
That's right.
Because the government has decided to take control of health care, that makes anybody who wants health care government property. And this is what people in America need to wake up and realize. You scratch your head, you ask yourself, why can't the parents send him to America? Why can't the parents get him treatment? Why don't the parents have control over the destiny of their own child? You know why? Because that child is a slave to the government. And that's exactly why we're against Obamacare. That's exactly why we don't want to replace Obamacare. We want to repeal it. So if you want to know the truth about Charlie Gard, if you want to know the harsh reality of the situation, Charlie Gard is a slave to the government, and the government has decided it's time for Charlie Gard to die. That's what government-run healthcare gets you, folks. That's the result of single-payer healthcare.
That's right. He's their cattle, and they will decide what's going to happen to him. And listen, understand that we already have this to some degree in the United States. In the case of Charlie Gard, we had these people who had created an experimental treatment that they wanted to try on this child, and it's such a rare condition that they will never have the clinical trials that will make it through the bureaucracies of the United States or the UK. It's such a rare condition, they'll never be able to have these clinical trials. So the only way that you can do this is to say, well, we're going to allow this treatment to happen because the patient is terminal otherwise. But we already have the FDA telling terminal patients in the United States no. You can't take that. You can't take that chance on it. Why not? It's our lives. No, it's not. We belong to them. It's only going to get worse, however, if the government takes over our health care. And in the case of what's going on in the United Kingdom, understand that what's at the center of this is the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child. And, oh, and when we were covering the Bilderberg meeting in Washington, there was that Trump rally that was at the White House, and as part of the, when we were there covering the Trump rally, they had a small group of people, if you remember, it was some middle school girls with their teachers, and they showed up with megaphones screaming about this very treaty. And I reported on this 8 years ago. I did some commercials for an organization that was fighting it. And I knew exactly what this thing was because I'd seen it before, but I hadn't heard about it for 8 years. And then Charlie Gard comes up, and the people at this hospital are saying, A world in which the parents are the only ones to decide what's going to happen to their child is not the world in which our hospital operates. And they're exactly right. So they have a couple of different issues here. They have a big reputation for being a pediatric hospital. It would be embarrassment for them if this child were taken somewhere else and cured, wouldn't it? But it's also a big issue for the legal system, because if it's only the hospital concerned about the reputation, you can have a judge say, well, why not let this child have a chance at life? But it's also about the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child. Every country in the world, except for the United States and Somalia, have joined on to this convention. And this convention, we're not a part of this, thanks to the efforts of conservatives, of Christians, of homeschoolers who said, you're not going to take my child and make him the property of the state. And if you want to know what this looks like, take a look at Charlie Gard, because they're saying, you are parents, you can express your opinion, but we don't really care what your opinion is.
And you know what's amazing, too? They would rather, and you just illustrated this, they would rather have Charlie Gard die.
Yes.
They would rather this child die than save his life, because it's all about power, it's all about being in control, and it's not about them being embarrassed if he was to go somewhere else, receive health care, and actually live a full life. So that's the truth of this. And you know what I've decided, David? I've been calling it monopoly care. You know what it really is? It's slave care. You know who else got free health care? Slaves. Okay? So this is slave care. That's what this is. They want to be in total control of you, and then when you get sick and helpless, they want you to be 100% relying on the government. And this is nothing more than a power grab, and you can look no farther than the Charlie Gard case to see the truth about government health care.
And we got people who have the mentality of slaves. They want to be kept safe and secure and provided for, and they don't care about freedom. They don't want the responsibility or the danger that comes with freedom. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Leanne McAdoo will be joining us.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Superblue fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Superblue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Superblue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Superblue fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Superblue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Superblue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Superblue toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
Owen Troyer, David Knight with you here on the Alex Jones Show. We are about to be joined by Leanne McAdoo. And we're going to talk about this story, Steve Watson on InfoWars.com, video, CNN talking head disowns Trump as POTUS. He's not my president. This is Angela Rye. Nobody would be surprised about that. And I made this. I'm serious about this illustration, and I'd like to hear Leanne McAdoo's thoughts on this. They'll say I'm promoting violence against women probably for this. I'm dead serious. I want this to be made up as a graphic. You take liberals like Angela Rye and create some sort of thing that has a tube that goes from their butt, and then they have a helmet on, and then all of it goes straight to their head. So they're literally just sitting in here in a helmet of their own pew and getting high off of it. That's Angela Rye. That is literally a definition of Angela Rye. See, even though President Trump is her president, that's just a fact, she doesn't want to live in reality. Because all day long, she craps out, Trump not my president, Trump not my president. So this is what I was saying earlier to David, and I want to get Leanne's take on this. People like Angela Rye, people like the Democrats, want you to completely ignore the facts of the results of their policies. They want you to ignore what happens with their policies, ignores what happened with open borders, ignores what happens with the PC culture, ignore what happened with Obamacare, ignore that, ignore that, ignore that. And just focus on them. Focus on their virtue. Focus how they care so much. Just look at how virtuous I am. I'm Angela Rye. I'm standing up for the little guy. I'm standing up for virtue. No, you're getting high off of your own pew. That's what you're doing. And that's not just Angela Rye. We got a video of him. But Leanne, I'm just curious. Am I promoting violence against women by wanting that illustration up? I probably am. The ADL probably needs to come after me.
Well, I think whoever makes that illustration should take it a step further and just kind of make it the delusional leftist more of a human centipede, since they are sort of sharing a hive mind there. So they're sort of...
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Like one person craps it out and then the other one ingests it and then they crap it out and then the other one ingests it. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it's very sick, but this is just kind of getting into that delusion. Trump is your president. He's my president. He's the president of the United States of America. How can they have these people on CNN talking like this? It's
just imagine. I'm sorry. I'm just going to have to get humorous here for a second. I'm sorry. Just imagine Hillary Clinton literally defecates a nice steaming pile of defecation. And then you have CNN and Angela Rye all running up to it, sniffing around. Hello, Russian collusion here. That's the illustration. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm getting out of control here, Leanne.
Well, you know, and that's just what it is. And the American people are absolutely sick of it. Don't we have this? Just 6% of Americans say this Russia story is important. More people want to talk about healthcare. They want to talk about jobs. Yet CNN and these others, they're rolling out these people to continue on with the delusion that the American people are sick of. We are not falling for the delusion or the pew fumes.
All right. So let's roll this video of Angela Rye on CNN denying reality.
Angela, is that the question? Did anything come to this meeting?
I think the question is, why did he have this meeting? And it's very clear from what's in the actual emails why he intended to have the meeting. I think the question goes to intent.
Oh,
and
get
I think
dirt on the opponent. Wow, nobody does that.
The Senate investigating as well as the House Committee investigating and, of course, the special prosecutor. I also would agree with Jack. I worked on the Homeland Security Committee. I know what the Secret Service mission and jurisdiction is, and it absolutely is the physical safety of the president and those immediately around him.
Yeah, I mean, it was ridiculous for Jay Sekulow to bring it up.
Horrible. And that's not the first ridiculous thing he said. He went into a press conference during the summer asking Russia to find the other 30,000 emails. There are a lot of things that your president has done to defy logic. Let's at least acknowledge
your president
that.
Too, Angela. Your
you know, president. I'm so sick of these people, David.
Angela Rye, great.
Trump's your president.
I'm dead serious. What can I do to get Angela Rye to debate me? I'll do 100 hours of community service. Like, this is just ridiculous. These people are so out of touch with reality. I can't deal with these people anymore.
Well, here's the thing I think is funny is that they're constantly trying to say with Trump and the things that he says, if you repeat a lie long enough, it becomes the truth. But this is exactly what we're seeing on the left. Russia collusion, not my president. I think if I say this long enough, it'll be true. But it's not true. The truth is Trump is your president.
David, have you ever seen this phenomenon of people just denying the president? Just saying he's not present?
I've seen children sitting on the floor saying, not listening, you know, put their hands over their ears. And that's basically what this is. It's childish. And it is, as I said before, it's another story every day. I mean, this ridiculous thing that came out about Steve Bannon is now facing the death penalty because of espionage.
It's just
they're
ridiculous.
Throwing a treason charge around, and as I pointed out, there is no understanding or discussion of what the definition of treason is. We got Alan Dershowitz making the rounds on all the conservative media because he's written a book on this. It's called Trumped Up. And he's saying, come on, let's not criminalize political opposition. I get it. You guys don't like Trump. And Alan Dershowitz says, I don't like him either. But what they did is doesn't rise to the level of a crime. Let's get reasonable about this. And let's not try to come up with trumped up charges. And so that's why he's going on all the conservative media talking about
this. But that's why I want this illustration. I mean, literally, a tube going to a helmet on. I mean, that's what it is. Well, why did Trump Jr. have the meeting? We need to know. Why was the Russian there? What is this meeting? What are you talking about? Hillary Clinton made millions of dollars colluding with foreign nationals. I mean, this is a joke. David, I'm sorry. I'm getting out of control. It literally drives me insane that Angela Rye will come up here. Why is he having this meeting? Why is he having this meeting? Why did Hillary Clinton make a Uranium One deal? Why did Bill Clinton take $500,000 to give a speech? She doesn't even care about that, man.
Why won't they talk about the fact that Democrats, of course, worked with the Ukrainian government to get dirt on their opposition? Or literally sending their aides to...
They make up fake dossiers. These are the dirtiest, crookedest, biggest lying scum on the planet. And then Angela Rice says, Trump Jr., Trump Jr., Trump Jr. Just, David, take over. I'm seriously losing it.
Well, I'm not going to join you on the scatological memes here. I would say I'll go back to the one that I started out with, which looks to me like a tale of Scheherazade. 1,001 stories about Russia that's going to delay this for about 3 years so that they can try to keep the Trump administration from enacting any of their agenda. Trump needs to transcend these fake charges. He needs to take control of the agenda. He really should take control of this healthcare issue. He had a great set of proposals that he ran on. If you still find them, you go back to the Wayback Machine that's now down because the campaign site is down. But it was market reforms. Why not start enacting market reforms? I mean, that's the if they're going to do anything, that's what they should do. Just there's so many different things that could give us a free market. The free market has not failed. The free market in healthcare, we have failed to try to have that. We've had a third-party subsidized system that works to the benefit of the insurance companies that has been at the root cause of our massive runaway costs in healthcare. It's really been the insurance companies. As Rand Paul pointed out, they were making $6 billion a year. Now they're making $15 billion a year just a few years into Obamacare. That's what we need to look at. We need to have a complete restructure. We need to try a free market. We need to try competition. We need to have empowered consumers who have information, who have the ability to fund this. That's really what we have to have. And the insurance companies don't want it. You can take a look at the Cruz Amendment, and you can see how vociferously they oppose the idea that even if they continue to give these loaded up insurance policies to people, they did not want to have the ability or have other competing insurance companies have the ability to offer policies that were not compliant with that, that didn't require single males to have maternity policies, that kind of nonsense. That's what the insurance companies want. That's why they've seen their profits soar under this. And that's why we're not going to get anything other than what the establishment Republicans like Paul Ryan want to give them. You know, he told the insurance companies, you like your Obamacare? You're going to keep your Obamacare. We're going to make sure that none of these reforms go through.
Well, I'm literally speechless at how dumb LaAngela Rye is. Go ahead, Leanne.
Well, I think, you know, the voters really need to push back against this and be absolutely pissed about the fact that we have our representatives taking 218 days off this year. Yeah. First of all, we need to axe their vacation time that they're taking, because the simple fact that they've been talking about repealing Obamacare for years, that they don't have something ready to go, just fired, ready to go right now.
Oh, these Republicans are such a joke. They were all on the golf course this weekend playing golf, you know, drinking champagne and toasting to one another. These people are so – Mitch McConnell's right. I mean, these people – that's why the midterms are so important to me and getting the right people in 2018. I mean, if you just think about – I mean, think about the people that we could get rid of in 2018 and how much more efficiently our government could operate. You know, Mitch McConnell, Paul Ryan, John McCain. And those are just on the Republican side. I'm not even getting into the Democrats like Maxine Waters, Elizabeth Warren, Chuck Schumer. One of the most disgusting people on earth. We need to get these people out.
And that's why we've had organizations saying we need to primary some of the GOP leaders. And we do have a primary challenge to Paul Ryan. We need to be paying attention to that one.
Paul Nehlen is going up against him.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Right. I agree. And we're definitely starting to see some pretty good contenders, because Trump can say he wants to get in and drain the swamp all he wants. But when you have these operatives in there who are constantly pushing back or disallowing him to appoint anyone to these high offices so he can move forward, those are the people we need to get out. They do not represent the interests of the American people, clearly, because they didn't have a plan ready and waiting to go when they have all of the power in their court right now. It's ridiculous.
7 years they've been campaigning on repealing and replacing Obamacare, planning on what to do. And then they had their chance. Bases loaded, down by 3 runs, bottom of the 9th, fastball right down the plate. All you got to do is swing and hit the home run and win the game. And you'll watch the strike go right down the plate and you're out. Great job, Republicans. Great job.
And then they're going to go, we did all we can. We've done what we could. You know, we had a lot of pushback and we tried to work together. And then that's it. Every single year, it's the same old thing. We did what we did our best. Our hands are tied. Okay, see you later. We're going to go take our summer recess. It's a joke. What a joke.
The Republicans are a joke. Our entire government's a joke. I can't even believe. I don't know.
Hashtag fake GOP.
Fake GOP, fake government. I mean, it's all fake.
Very fake.
Well, we're going to be back with Leanne, and it's going to be key in 2018 to realize what candidates we can get in that actually want to make America great again, not just promote lip service to the great citizens of this country. We'll be right back.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You found it. The T. tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with David Knight.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight with Owen Schroer. Leanne McAdoo is joining us via Skype, and I want to ask Leanne on her take on Dennis Hastert, our illustrious Speaker of the House. As the judge said, the idea that we would mention child molester and Speaker of the House in referring to the same person is disgusting. And, of course, that was really the basis for which he went to jail. He technically went to jail for money laundering, for withdrawing his own cash that was already legally in the bank and not telling the government, trying to structure his deposits. I mean, that is idiotic. And he says, I am a victim, too, in all of this. He doesn't deny that he victimized these young children. But the problem is that, first of all, if he says he wants to be a victim, he's been hoisted by his own petard. He's been blown up by his own bomb. He was the longest-serving GOP Speaker of the House ever. He was handpicked by these people because he was blackmailable, because they knew he was a pedophile, folks. That's the reality of all of this.
And by the way, he actually got into government. I found this out the other day. He was third in a Republican primary originally. He was third. The guy who won the primary died.
Oh,
and then the Republicans chose him. That's how he got his break in politics.
Handpicked after a mysterious death. Very interesting. So he gets 15 months. If you look at his victims, it's only about 3 months per child that he victimized. He's got somebody else that's suing him as of May, the beginning of May. So he's got another lawsuit to look forward to. But he only serves 13 of a 15-month sentence. And, of course, the real issue here is why he didn't go to jail for pedophilia. Oh, it's because we have a statute of limitations. There isn't a statute of limitations anymore in Australia. It used to be a statute of limitations in Australia. They removed it because that doesn't work. It's usually children. They wait a very long time before they report that. They removed that statute of limitations. That's why you've got Cardinal Pell, the third highest-ranking official in the Vatican, going back to Australia. They didn't extradite him, but he is voluntarily going back to face a trial. Leanne, your comments on what we see with this incredible corruption, the pedophiles at the top of our government, the GOP, the Vatican, the Catholics, and the fact that we have this guy, as Owen pointed out, handpicked after he lost the primary, came in third, and then they put him in place after the guy who won died.
It's just absolutely disgusting. And this is where you see these young children, victims of violence, they're re-victimized by the fact that their abusers get such light sentences, actually get off on good behavior, get out 2 months early. And then, of course, you know, Paul Ryan, back in 2015, he was quick to take down Dennis Hastert's photograph, but he didn't give back the $25,000+ in donations from Denny Hastert. So, I mean, they're all connected and above the law. It's really sickening to see that they are supported because maybe they are blackmailable, like you said.
Well, and that's the debate that I think we need to be having right now. Do we live in a land of laws or do we live in a land of justice? And this case shows you it's a land of laws. It's not about justice. It's not about the judge taking each case, applying it to the law, applying it to context, and deciding what justice is. No, it's about lawyers getting in there, rigging the law, figuring out how to pigeonhole a judge into forcing them to make a decision. This case should have been shut and closed. You sexually abuse your foster, that was their Seattle mayor. Excuse me, getting ahead of myself, talking about the Seattle mayor pedophile. Talking about Dennis Hastert. You were called a serial child molester by Judge Durkin, who sentenced you to 15 months. A serial child molester, the judge sentenced him to 15 months because of the law. That's not justice.
But it couldn't get him for a longer amount of time because you're talking about it, justice versus the law. The law has to be changed. The statute of limitations has to be taken off. We don't have a statute of limitations for murder. And this is a very, very serious crime. And this is a crime that is not going to be discovered in most cases until well after the statute of limitations has expired. And, of course, it's the lawmakers who are setting up the statute of limitations. And lawmakers like the handpicked Dennis Hastert don't want to see that statute of limitations taken away.
No, it is absolutely sickening. I mean, where else do we have a statute of limitations? You know, I guess if you're Assata Shakur and you can be exiled, live in Cuba, you know, you're good. The statute of limitations, is it going to get her? No, they still want her for murder, convicted cop killer and domestic terrorist. No statute of limitations there. Now, of course, the Women's March, they don't have a problem with holding her up. But this is here we see again, kind of the lunatic sort of progressive agenda here where they're propping up domestic terrorists and pedophiles, looking the other way that, you know, oh, he paid his time, 13 months in prison for abusing, serial abuse.
Yeah, and that's the really sad thing is that we have, you know, he says, I'm a victim too. And as I said before, it's a law that he created. It is, the law is wrong in the case of what they sent him for. As you pointed out, Owen, they were really sending him to jail because he was a pedophile. But other people are going to be sent to jail for non-crimes of money laundering when it wasn't money laundering at all or structuring of withdrawals. Thank you for joining us, Leanne McAdoo. We'll be right back.
March, the Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Today, I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the M4's warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products at DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. But when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
InfoWarsStore.com. We've got monster specials going on right now. The summer mega specials that are ending soon. So be sure to get to InfoWarsStore.com, especially to take advantage of the 30% off Super Male Vitality and Survival Shield X2. These are two of our top-selling, top-rated products. They're 30% off today, plus free shipping. That's store-wide. But that special, the 30% off Super Male Vitality and Survival Shield X2, is ending today. These products, we are running low on quantity as well. So make sure to get to InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2, 30% off. Don't forget Caveman back in stock, 25% off. Secret 12 back in stock, 25% off. DNA Force back in stock and 20% off. So we get these great products, they sell off the shelves, and then we get them back and we immediately put them on sale for you to get a 360 win and free shipping store wide, folks. No matter how many products you order, no matter how big they are, the quantity, whatever, free shipping store-wide. Take advantage of the summer mega specials at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you're like me and you see somebody like Angela Rye opening her big trap and you literally lose your mind, I mean, I go crazy, folks. I kind of lose control. This is how you can actually filter that into a good direction. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, buy a product, and that's putting your thumb in the eye of the mainstream media propping us up. Okay, so this is incredible. So the healthcare thing is a big topic right now. Here is a story from the Free Beacon from July 13th. Department of Justice charges over 400 people for combined $1.3 billion in healthcare fraud, folks. This is government-run healthcare, okay? This is why we need the government out of our healthcare, because it's slave care, like what they did to Charlie Gard, and because medical healthcare fraud is rampant to the tune of billions of dollars, David. And this is why the Republicans knew that their constituents didn't want government healthcare, didn't want Obamacare, and they've been promising to repeal it, but they failed.
Yeah, they never had a plan, and they're not going to repeal it because the insurance companies want the profits that have exploded. As Rand Paul pointed out, they went from $6 billion profits a year to $15 billion a year profits. And, you know, this is the kind of...
No, Obamacare gives to the poor, David.
Yeah, no, you know, what we have in America is we have this peculiar combination of socialism and fascism. And for people who think that those things are polar opposites of each other, you really need to take a look at the Nolan chart. Maybe you guys can find a copy of the Nolan chart.
Maybe study Nazis.
Yeah, well, you know, one of the things that we have is we have this linear view of the political spectrum where everything is aligned on one end. And we're told that the communists are polar opposite, Stalin was polar opposite of Adolf Hitler. No, in reality, their policies were really very similar. And Hitler called himself a socialist. It was a national socialist. The Nazis were, right? He differed from Stalin only in the sense that Adolf Hitler was smarter than Stalin was. Adolf Hitler wanted to keep private companies because they could build the better bombers for him, the rockets that he could drop on London and so forth. He wanted to keep them and control them. He wanted to use these private companies and let them profit in what we today call crony capitalism. But that was true economic fascism. And when you take this Nolan chart, for those of you who are looking at it, what it is basically a graph. If you can imagine a graph where you've got economic freedom on one axis and you've got political freedom or free speech, those civil liberties on the other graph, and then rotate it by 45 degrees so it looks like a diamond. Down at the bottom where you have absolutely no freedom economically or in civil liberties, that's the authoritarian area. And quite frankly, that's where both Stalin and Hitler were. Difference only in that Hitler said, well, we're going to let the private companies run because they're very productive until the very last thing. In the very last instance, we'll take it away from them and then we'll have everything. He said Stalin made a big mistake in taking it from the private companies first because he's lost the means of production. So that's really the difference between them. And that's what we're looking at here. So when you talk about whether or not this is a socialist plan or whether it is a fascist plan, understand that they want to keep the insurance companies involved and the doctors involved until the last step. And then they will remove that. But that's the element. That's the peculiar combination that we have in America of socialism and fascism that's going to run our health care. And that's, it truly is about slavery. And you know, the other thing that's really about slavery, Owen, is the civil asset forfeiture that is, seems to be the pet project of Attorney General Sessions. You know, he really ought to be going after the criminals who are in the deep state who are trying to do a coup against Donald Trump. You ought to be coming after the people in the NSA and the FBI who violated the Hatch Act, who violated the prohibitions against unwarranted searches, who have taken out personal and vendettas to destroy people like General Flynn. You ought to be going against those people. Instead, he's pursuing his pet project of the drug war, which is just as absurd as the pet project of the Democrats coming after the Russians. And this whole thing of civil asset forfeiture, I talked about it last night. I read articles from both National Review and from Mother Jones. People on the left and people on the right both understand the abuses of this, and yet the vast majority of the public don't really understand this. Everybody that I talk to on the outside, when I talk about civil asset forfeiture, they've never heard of it. There's no such thing as civil asset forfeiture, really. It is really kind of a concoction of the Orwellian state with a dash of Alice in Wonderland. To say that the property has committed a crime. And so I read examples last night in the National Review of a family that was going to lose their home because they had a son that had smoked or dealt pot or whatever. So they're going to come back and take the home from the parents. Why? Because the parents had already paid for their $350,000 home. This is coming after the middle class. It's coming after the lower class in Chicago and other places where the police come in. They never charge you with a crime. But they take your property because they said the property was somehow loosely affiliated with the crime. The other example I always like to give is one of the first ones that I heard about it. A guy who was a commercial jet pilot, and he flew a couple of guys with suits and briefcases from America to Canada. They did a drug deal. The FBI knew about it. When he flies them back to America, the FBI comes out with a SWAT team and arrests these two guys. Fine. They knew that the pilot knew absolutely nothing about this, but they confiscated his plane, which was his only business. He had to sue them in court for 2 years, bankrupted him, shut his business down to try to get those assets back because he didn't have any due process. Meanwhile, we have Sessions, after we've had 24 states that have had civil asset forfeiture reform, 24 states have said, no, we're not going to do this. He's come up with a new and novel approach where basically the federal government will seize the assets and then kick it back to the state, subverting the state's reforms. That's what this new approach is, to get around the 24 states who have said we're not going to operate and pay for our law enforcement by stealing money from people without ever convicting them of a crime, let alone even charging them with a crime. That is the real crime that is happening in America, civil asset forfeiture. And the Republicans who think after 46 years of a failed drug prohibition policy, who think that you're going to somehow save people from drug addiction by using law enforcement. First of all, they need to listen to Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. We've interviewed them multiple times. These are former law enforcement officers, former prosecutors and judges who have come back and said, this isn't working. Let's not keep doing this. It's failed for 46 years. Yes, drug addiction is a big problem. It is a medical problem. It is a psychological problem. It is a spiritual problem. But it is not going to be solved by law enforcement. These people who want to keep hammering this, those people on the right, those conservative Republicans who typically care about economic issues, who typically care about private about property rights, they need to take a look at civil asset forfeiture, because that essentially is the biggest attack on property rights that we've had in the history of this country. And they need to understand that if you don't own property, you are the property.
And think about all the unwanted deaths, the unwarranted deaths that have resulted because of the war on drugs, because of civil asset forfeiture, no-knock raids, home raids, this, that, and the other thing. But, you know, they're not going to worry about that. And I really don't understand Jeff Sessions' petty obsession with the drug war. It's a very strange thing to me. I have a picture in my head.
Obsessions.
I have a picture in my head. It's like if there was some guy sitting on the riverbank, smoking a marijuana joint, Jeff Sessions would walk up to him and he'd have a big problem. He'd start hassling that guy. He'd call for his arrest. Meanwhile, on the other side of the river, the other riverbank, there's a guy getting hacked to death, literally getting hacked up. And Sessions is over here harassing this guy with the joint, completely ignoring the guy behind him getting hacked up. That's the way I feel what's going on right now. Why isn't Jeff Sessions, not even a comment on the mysterious deaths, six now in the last year, surrounding the DNC and the Clinton Foundation? Six mysterious deaths. You think that's a coincidence? I don't know. I can't get the Department of Justice to do an investigation. I can't get an investigation. I can't get Jeff Sessions to even look at it because he's over here looking at this guy smoking a joint, freaking out. So,
well, he needs to take a look at the Constitution. He took an oath to uphold the Constitution. And this is the most brazen attack on the Constitution I've ever seen, besides being a total legal fiction. We have people like the Institute of Justice speaking out on this, saying ordinary Americans see that civil asset forfeiture is unconstitutional. 24 states have taken steps to roll back what's called civil asset forfeiture. And yet this is a scheme by the Attorney General to get around that. We have Senator Mike Lee quoting Clarence Thomas saying this is an attack on the Constitution. This is an attack on the Constitution by the chief law enforcement officer of our country. encouraging people to steal property, law enforcement to steal property to fund their agencies and to try to get around the reform that states have done because we've had the federal government ignore the Constitution. Absolutely amazing.
And again, you have to think about the philosophy here. Okay, when you're in a situation where, okay, we've already covered the healthcare aspect of this. Just look at Charlie Gard. Slave care. You're not in control anymore. The government's in control. It's the same thing with civil asset forfeiture. What authority, what constitutional authority does the government have to take your property? None.
Yeah.
Absolutely none. So as soon as the government claims that they have that authority, or as soon as the government tries to enact that authority, they become your superior. You become a slave to the government. That's the philosophical thing to me that needs to be addressed here. Think
slaves can't own property.
Bingo.
Slaves are the property.
And slaves get free health care.
And let's understand, this is from a Reason article. And they point out that more than 23,000 police seizures in Cook County, that's in Chicago, alone. And so it is disproportionately in poor neighborhoods. And this isn't just because they're drug dealers. These are situations, understand, where they have not charged and convicted anybody. 2014, the Washington Post found warrantless police seizures of cash through the so-called equitable sharing program have boomed since 9/11. They've hauled in $2.5 billion in 2014. And this is a key metric here for you. Keep in your mind, if you think that this is a small issue that doesn't affect you or won't affect you in the future, in 2014, for the first time ever, the U.S. government seized more property from Americans than burglars did. Let me repeat that. The government stole more money directly, and I'm not talking about the IRS or saying taxation is theft, because really civil asset forfeiture is the way the IRS has operated for a very long time. It then moved to the war on drugs. Now we've got the FAA, we've got the EPA, we've got all these bureaucracies saying, look, if it's a regulation and you're in violation of a regulation, we're not going to call that a crime. We're going to call that a civil offense. You don't get the presumption of innocence. You don't get due process. You don't have to wait. We don't have to wait for a conviction. We can just steal that money from you. So this is a cancer that is running throughout our government. And we need to have somebody, especially you would think, hopefully, the chief law enforcement officer who would understand the Constitution, who would obey the Constitution, who would stop this massive theft. It was Lysander Spooner who said back in Civil War, he said, the difference between the government and a highway robber is that a highway robber merely steals your purse. The government steals your purse and then follows you down the road, nagging you about what you're doing. And that's what these people are doing. They're stealing more money back in 2014. And, of course, it's only increased since then. More money than was stolen by burglars.
So the story here is the United States government is the biggest thief in America.
Yeah.
That's it. The U.S. government is the biggest thief in America, and that's now official. And you know, it's amazing. If Jeff Sessions really wants to push this civil asset forfeiture, and he really wants to get the American people behind him, there's only one way he could get my support, and that's if he started with the Clinton Foundation. If Jeff Sessions came out and said, we're going to look at civil asset forfeiture, but we're going to go right after the Clintons, that would be perfectly fine with me. All of that's dirty money. Go after their fleet of aircraft. Go after their fleet of automobiles. Go after their mansions. Go after everything that the Clintons have paid for with their dirty money. If you want to talk about civil asset forfeiture, you know damn well what's going on with the Clinton Foundation, Jeff Sessions. How dare you target American citizens for civil asset forfeiture while ignoring the Clinton Foundation?
Let me tell you the people who have not had their property stolen yet by the American government. And I just pointed out, more than burglars have stolen. If you don't get your property stolen, understand that what Jeff Sessions is involved in here with civil asset forfeiture, he is stealing something even more valuable than your property. He is stealing your property rights. He is stealing your freedom to own property, your right to own property, your right to not have that property taken without due process. That is what Jeff Sessions is stealing, and he's stealing it from every one of us here in America, even if they haven't come for your possessions yet. They're taking your most valuable possession, and that is your right to own property. That's what is at stake here with a civil asset forfeiture reform.
Do we have that Mitch McConnell clip ready to go? Let's play Mitch McConnell, the fake Republican lying fraud on his plans to repeal Obamacare.
I want you to take a look at that stack of paper behind me.
From 2013, Mitch McConnell.
It's the most powerful argument yet against Obamacare.
big stack of paper taller than him, about 7 feet tall.
What you're seeing is 20,000
the bill that they couldn't read.
Pages.
We have to see it to know what's in it, according to Pelosi.
Regulation.
Hmm.
20,000 pages.
This is at CPAC 2013. Mitch McConnell complaining about Obamacare.
That's bad. Wait till they try to fix it.
Well, they try to fix it.
Oh, yeah. What are you doing?
We had a vote in the Senate to defund this monstrosity.
Oh, what would you do?
Every single Republican voted to defund Obamacare.
Oh, but what happened 4 years after this?
Oh, but when you could really do it, they didn't.
Yeah,
they
when
didn't.
You had the votes to win, yeah. You fell through. You caved.
And, of course, every Democrat voted the other way.
What a fraud.
And that's what these Democrats voted for. This monument to liberalism right here.
You're a monument for fake conservatives. You're a monument for fake Republicans.
To their constituents, I can tell you that. This law is a disaster.
Then why did you repeal it?
Anybody who thinks we've moved beyond it is dead wrong. Obamacare should be repealed root and branch.
Mm. What happened to that Mitch McConnell, David? That was Mitch McConnell 4 years ago. He just had the opportunity to remove it root and branch. What happened?
Must have been some kind of a brain swap or something.
He must have just forgot.
It, you know?
He must have just forgot.
Pull up a still of that, because for the people listening to us on the radio, he is standing at the podium of CPAC, okay, talking to the base. And he's using this as a prop. And this is a stack of papers that I guess if he's about 6 feet tall, what would you say that
it's
is?
It's about 7 feet to 8 foot, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I would say more like 9 feet tall. They got this big stack.
It's 100,000 feet tall.
They've got it tied up with a red ribbon. Maybe that's red tape that's supposed to be there, right? And they're not going to do anything about it. He can't keep his people in line. They have used this as a prop to get elected. And we've seen through it. Fake GOP. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. David Knight here with Owen Schroeder. It was for the 4th of July that we began our summer mega specials because that's what keeps us independent of the mainstream media, is your support. And we can keep you independent of the dangers, as we pointed out, the cancer that has been found in the water in California that's been put there by industrial pollution, or the lead that they found in Flint, Michigan. You can take measures to protect yourself from the hazards that are in the environment, or the things that are missing out of your food supply, the nourishment that is missing from that. So it is a win-win situation. It's how you keep us independent, and our information helps to keep America independent. So we've extended that special through the month of July. We extended free shipping, and we still have many of our biggest sellers still on special. However, we have two of them, Super Male Vitality and Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. They're about to run out of stock, and we have to reserve that for people who have signed up for auto ship. So that 30% off of those two products, Super Male Vitality and Survival Shield X2, that will be ending today. We still have free shipping on everything else, and we still have a lot of other products that are massively discounted, very popular products. We have Caveman now back in stock, very, very popular, very difficult to keep in stock. It is now back in stock and 25% off. We have Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formulation, 25% off. Other things like DNA, Force, 20% off. Now, you look at it, that's a very big discount dollar-wise because that is a very expensive supplement. And then things like InfoWars Select Storable Food, 30 to 40% off. Many other things are discounted at InfoWars, and it is free shipping store-wise. So take a look at that. Remember that Super Male and Survival Shield X2 will be ending today. That's 30% off, and Caveman is now back at 25% off. Let's take a quick look at climate. We've got, and it's linked from Al Gore, a report on page 6. Al Gore's out there pushing his sequel. You know, like they point out in the article, Hollywood loves to do sequels, and so do the statists. So we've got a sequel coming from Al Gore. He even calls it an inconvenient sequel. Truth to power, he says. Well, is it true? He says there's still time to avoid catastrophe. That is, if you'll pay him. Remember, he's going to be one of the world's first carbon billionaires. He partnered with a guy named Blood, and so we now have an organization they should call Blood and Gore, but they called it Gore and Blood. Same difference. But now he's telling people in this sequel, he says, 10 years ago, I did an inconvenient truth. His predictions are coming true. No, they're not. Those are the things he said. Seas overflowing. Are you seeing that happening?
No, actually, there's a new island in North Carolina because the sea level went down.
Yeah. And earlier in the year, as at the beginning of the year, we had Venice talking about how all the canals were dry. They've now filled up again. But, I mean, air changes, temperature rising? No, it's not. They're manipulating the data. And we reported this multiple times. NASA, NOAA, and the UK agencies have gone back and adjusted the data. And guess what they did? They took the old data and they took the temperatures down. All the new data, they adjusted it upward. So that kind of created a trend. And when we look at the story from New American, I think this really kind of highlights it. They say the new climate hero, China, will be building hundreds of new coal plants. Remember, coal is horrible, right? And China was our big friend. They were going to take as everybody got upset with Donald Trump for getting us out of this phony Paris climate agreement, and even the environmentalists who think that the planet is warming up, they even understand this is nothing but a payoff to people like Al Gore. Anyway, we have California Governor Jerry Brown has gone to Beijing and telling them, hey, I'm still with you guys. I'm still in this climate thing. Well, first of all, he can't make that decision. That would be a Logan Act violation. But then there's going to be 1,600 coal plants created worldwide. And guess what? 700 of them are in China. And China is going to be building hundreds of other plants in other countries. More than half of the new coal plants are going to be built by their Hero, the environmentalist hero, China. Stay with us. We've got another five-minute segment, and then we've got Roger Stone coming up for the fourth hour. Be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com.